everybody, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Retronauts, where we're here to tell you what is happening with us and what's going to be happening in the future. And I'm your host for this one, Bob Mackey, and who else is here today?
Oh, the usual jackasses. That's me, Jeremy Parrish.
And Ray Barnholt.
I wasn't calling Ray a jackass, actually.
No, that's fine.
I constitute multiple jackasses.
We're all jackasses by association, I think, at this point. But so if we sound a little different, it's because at least I am using my unprofessional equipment, and this is not a sign of bad things to come for the new season. It's just we are recording via Skype today, just because it's a tiny episode, and it's meant to inform you of what's going to be happening, as I said before, and to let you know where we're going. And
Bob,
the second part of this...
have you actually looked at the list of things we're going to recite during the course of this podcast? I don't know that it's actually going to be tiny.
I have, but I mean, it's not going to be the scope of a normal episode, is what I'm saying.
I see.
It's not going to be 90 minutes. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. Look at your iPod or, you know, iPhone. It'll let you know. I don't know that yet, but you do. So anyhow, let's talk about what's going on. Oh yeah, and the second half of this episode is going to be we're going to be reading off the backers who backed our first season on Kickstarter. We've been meaning to get around to that for a while, and so the next half of this episode is going to be a very, very long list of names. If you're not one of those names, it's going to be boring, so it might not be for you. But if you are one of those names, you'll want to get your good earphones on and listen up, because we're going to be saying your name probably, hopefully, at the end. Okay, so what can we talk about? Well, the biggest news is that I believe we said this before, but we're going to be funded through Patreon, and we'll go into more detail about that in a bit, but we wanted to tell you guys that we are now going to be an official U.S. Gamer podcast.
Which is to say a partner podcast, not actually part of U.S. Gamer itself.
Right. We are bringing people to their site, and hopefully you guys will check out... wait, how do I want to say this? Someone help me out here.
It's one of those mutual relationships where there's a rhinoceros and then there's like this tiny little bird on the rhinoceros. Retronauts is the tiny little bird, and we keep the rhinoceros' teeth clean while it eats. And then by letting us live on it, the rhinoceros allows us to feed.
Right.
Or something like
exactly.
that.
Just
is
like
that
one of those
exactly.
Russian cartoons.
Yes.
Worker and Parasite?
Yes.
Okay. It's not quite as disgusting as us eating... decayed food from a hippo's teeth, but yeah, we're going to be a US Gamer podcast, and Jeremy and I work at US Gamer, in case you haven't noticed, and I think everyone basically predicted this was going to happen, so congrats if you predicted the most obvious thing ever. You win a whole new season of Retronauts. You can pick it up soon.
I guess I can address this a little bit, since I run US Gamer for some reason. The idea is not that we are owned and operated by US Gamer now as Retronauts. US Gamer, Gamer Network, they're not funding Retronauts at all. It is literally just a partnership, you know, like the old school link affiliate kind of thing. We will be cross-posting stuff on US Gamer and Retronauts, the blog, and we'll be promoting Retronauts podcasts on US Gamer. So, you know, US Gamer gets more content, but they're not giving us any money. They're not paying for us to... have a studio or have Libsyn hosting or anything like that. It's just like a convenient partnership as opposed to a financial one. So that's why we are doing a Patreon, because we're still, you know, we still have to pay for... God, what all do we have to pay for? There's a bunch of crap we have to pay for.
Yeah, we have to pay rent on our studio. We have to pay for equipment, for hosting, for domain names, for basically everything we do. For you guys, so
right.
It all comes with a cost.
Oh, I think the benefit of this is we're also going to be hosted on US Gamer servers, and I think they might give us a design overhaul, which is very nice. Like, make it a real site as opposed to a WordPress blog. That's exciting. But
mm-hmm. I'm excited too.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's more about back scratching as opposed to wallet stuffing.
That sounds like a good way to address it. And so some changes that are going to be happening, there are going to be minor changes. They might be upsetting to some of you, but we are going to be doing what we've always done. There will be no changes to format or anything like that. I believe the major change is we're going to be a bi-weekly podcast from now on, and those will be the regular 90-minute or more episodes that we usually put out as our main episodes. So we're getting rid of the pocket episodes entirely, and we're just going back to the old format, and it will be bi-weekly because Jeremy and I are super busy with the site, and I'm sure Ray is busy with his job as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and realistically, I mean, when people complained about Retronaut stuff, they were just complaining about the pocket episodes for the most part. By and large, the bulk of criticism we fielded this year have had to do with the pocket episodes. So if people weren't liking them and they're a drain on our resources, we'd rather just drop them, do fewer episodes, less frequent episodes, and make them better, put that extra effort, that, you know, 30, 45 minutes of effort into those core podcasts and make the show stronger if less frequent. You know, the quality over quantity thing that's
right.
So popular with all the kids these days.
And we will also be revisiting older topics because there's a lot to talk about in the years that have passed since Retronauts talked about, I don't know, like game localization or Persona or you name it. I mean, like, we've been going on for, I don't know, it's been more than, wait.
It's been a long time.
No, 8 years. 8 years. Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay. Well,
oh,
I mean,
wow.
Jeremy's
actually,
been doing this
I think,
for 8 years.
I think when this podcast goes up, it will have been almost exactly 8 years. Wasn't
wow.
it, like, November of 2006?
Six, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
And when I took over, it was the 5th anniversary, but this is kind of off topic, so...
No,
yeah,
no,
so we're going to be revisiting older topics.
It's all
oh,
relevant.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys want us to talk about these older topics, and a lot has changed in different series over the years, and I'd love to do Metal Gear again, or Mario again, or something like that. And we have a lot to say about these things, so we're going to be revisiting some older topics. Not all the time, but there'll be room for that as well, because we want to be popular too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think a mix of content, things that are new to us and things that are familiar to us is probably the best way to go because, you know, when we talk about a subject we're not familiar with, that requires a pretty significant investment of research and time and energy. So, you know, mixing those things up, going back to the comfort of the familiar and then alternating that with something that's a little maybe out of our experience and requires a little more effort, I think that's probably the ideal mix of approaches.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's worked out, especially when we have done things not too close to our wheelhouses.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to address, and I'm sure you guys did too, a lot of our things have been paid for already, like our equipment. A lot of our hosting has been paid for in advance thanks to the Kickstarter money, and we still have a little bit of that left. So you might be wondering, like, where is this money going? A lot of it is going into actually having Jeremy fly out to the Bay Area because he lives on the East Coast now, and we found that it works out much better when he is not on Skype with a huge delay.
Yeah, I've seen people talk about how much I don't care about the podcast, which personally kind of hurts my feelings a little bit because I do care about the podcast a lot. It's always, you know, like I've had a mixed and tempestuous relationship with it. But if I've seemed tuned out, you know, since I moved across the country, the reason for that is simply that it's a lot harder to be invested and active in a conversation when it's two people in a room far away from you. I'm not really good at interjecting myself into someone else's conversation, especially when there's the input lag that you get with Skype. I think if all three of us were Skyping in from remote locations, it might be different because we'd all be dealing with the same thing. But, you know, when it's like Ray and Bob and a guest in the studio, it's really hard to squeeze myself in. So I haven't really been able to participate in conversations. So the best solution seems to be for me to fly out to San Francisco, not often, you know, once every few months, and record a whole bunch of episodes. It's not like they're going to go stale. Oh, suddenly this discussion of a 15-year-old game isn't relevant anymore. That's you know, not too much of an issue for us to worry about. So, yeah, the idea is to kind of stock up content and, you know, just make everything... Like I said before, you know, the quality over quantity mindset is very much what we want to take into action going forward.
Mm-hmm. And before we talk about our Patreon, we do want to say that we are still committed to all of our Kickstarter goals. We've accomplished most of them. Some of the outstanding ones are the book and the DVD, which we are working on. And if you won a contest or paid for an episode, you will still have that episode made for you. We just have to get around to it, but it will happen.
Well, you know, with a lot of the backer-requested episodes and backer-hosted episodes, there have been quite a few things. Most of the stuff that's outstanding now, we never heard back from the backer.
That is true. Stupid.
We never got a response from the backer when we contacted them. So it's kind of hard to make things at people's request if they don't actually make the request. So if you are someone who, you know, was at one of those Kickstarter tiers and you haven't gotten back to us about what you want us to create, you should do that, like ASAP.
Please
so
do.
We can get that in the works.
You gave us a lot of money to do this, so we'd like to do something for you in exchange.
Yeah, especially for those, yeah. So, yeah, I would suggest just go back to your Kickstarter page, check back, and see if we messaged you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, we've been saying we're working on the DVDs and books for a long time, which has been true. It's been slow going, but I know we've been working on them. Are you guys able to talk about where you actually are in terms of your personal responsibilities for those projects? Like, I actually have things I can talk about. I have milestones that I've hit. It's nice. I can say I'm not just, you know, oh, it's in the works. I mean to do it.
The check's
in
the mail. Well, I can tell you I've already written two of the articles for the book, and I'm focusing on a little, maybe not cult, but kind of like lesser known PS2 games, because I'm going through a weird PS2 nostalgia phase right now. And I'm writing about my experience with some pretty neat games that might have gone overlooked. So,
Chain Dive. Kind of,
what's that?
Chain Dive.
They're all super pornographic visual novels, Jeremy.
Oh,
that's a lie. One of them is God Hand. So there may be a few you might expect, but I'm having a lot of fun, you know, thrifting and going to conventions and finding little known PS2 games and trying them out, and that's what my content will be.
Yeah, and I've settled on a layout for mine. I haven't really written much for it yet because I'm also writing an issue of Scroll while I do this and have to get that done.
Oh, that's awesome!
Cool.
Within the month, but yeah, mine will be 6 Namco games, both from the '80s and the '90s, each rather. So 12 games. Just, you know, sort of notable ones. You know, ones that you may have heard of or not, but things that sort of helped Namco get a foothold in the industry and why they were really such a great developer back then.
And for my part, my video and book projects are kind of a two things that relate to one another. It's I'm doing an anatomy of games on Rygar, the NES Rygar, because you know, after playing through and dissecting some older NES nonlinear platformers like Metroid, Goonies 2, Bionic Commando, I've just been really fascinated by the sort of evolution of that style of game on the platform. And I think that there are a lot of these kind of early, like 1986, 87 vintage NES games that were really interesting and kind of a mess, but fascinating nevertheless. So Rygar is the one that I really want to focus on. I've written a bunch of the script for that. And I've recorded all the video for it, including some footage of the PS4 reissue of the arcade Rygar, which is a totally different game despite the name. So that's coming along pretty well, and I'm really hoping to sit down and finish it up next weekend or the weekend after, which I guess by the time this episode goes out will actually have been this past weekend or next weekend, since we're recording this a week early.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, and also another big part of the backer pledges that haven't gone out yet are the art projects, the art commissions, and a bunch of the commissions have come back in. We're still waiting on a couple more, and stuff is looking really cool and very exciting. I need to do some art myself because for some reason some people wanted me to draw stuff for them. So that will, you know, those will be done soon, and then they'll go in the book. So everything's kind of coming together all at once.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank everyone for being understanding. I've gotten lots of emails about you know, the physical rewards. None of them were angry, and whenever I responded, people were like, "Oh, okay, thanks." There was never any vitriol or anger or revenge. So I would like to thank you guys for being patient with us.
Yeah, I see occasional little snarky remarks on forums, and you know, when people are trying to talk about ethics in games journalism and Kickstarter scams, people will occasionally bring Retronauts up, like, didn't they steal money from people and not give them DVDs? No, we're working on it. Seriously, yeah. We've kept money in the bank specifically to produce these projects and mail them out. It's okay. All is well. Your things will go out.
We haven't changed
our
names.
You can put down the conspiracy theories now.
We haven't burned off our fingerprints yet, so... for the princely sum of, like, one middle-class salary for a year, so...
Yeah.
Split among three people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, do we even want to talk about the fact that we didn't really make much in the way of cash off of this? Like, each of us took home a small amount of money. Actually, Bob, you haven't even taken any money for yourself.
I haven't yet,
yet
no.
That's how noble
Bob is. And I was unemployed,
is.
So I had a good excuse.
I used mine so I could stay in Japan and write about video games for an extra few days.
Yeah. Yeah, we like, I would say, geez, probably 95 to like 97% of what was donated or funded went into the podcast itself, and we took a small cut based on the amount of work that we did. And doing an episode is a lot of work, and we were basically being paid less than minimum wage for what we took out of it. So if that's a scandal, then scandal me up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel like we need to justify that, but it is. I think there is a lot of misunderstanding just about Kickstarter in general, and about how crowdfunding works. But honestly, most of it goes into taxes and producing materials and stuff.
Yeah,
that's just the nature of things. With the Patreon, it would be nice. Like, we're hoping this time that we will actually make a little bit of money off of it, but we're not going to be pocketing deep wealth and, you know, rolling out in a Cadillac. I don't even like Cadillacs.
Nope. That's for the YouTube celebrities.
Yeah, but it might help enough. Me a little bit, pay off a little bit of my car loan. That would be nice. It's not a Cadillac though.
It's sensible.
The company car.
Yes, the Retronauts company car.
Yeah.
It's
I'll
actually
need to borrow
it's the same vehicle that the Blues Brothers drove around. Cop tires, cop engine.
You put a Genesis in the back of that counts.
Yeah. So. Should we get on to part two of this episode?
Yes.
Patreon.com/retronauts.
Yes, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and give us your money.
Yes.
Do it.
If you want to.
Nice and simple.
Yep. One thing I want to say before we move on to the second part of this episode is that this, as promised, we're going to be reading the names of all of our Kickstarter backers. This does not include backers who funded the podcast outside of Kickstarter. If you did that, please leave a comment on this episode's blog post or find a way to contact us, and we'll say your name in a later episode. It would just take me so much legwork to find all of those names. It'd be much easier for you guys to contact me and then for us to say your names on a different episode. So you can blame my laziness, but I think it'll work better if we do it the way I just proposed. So if you donated outside of Kickstarter and you... and we didn't say your name, and we won't say your name, please contact us, leave a message on the blog or whatever, and we will say your name in a later one. I don't want anyone to be mad.
And I would like to apologize in advance if I mispronounce your name.
And I also want to add one thing. Some people didn't put real names on these.
Right.
Like, one of the first ones is just the letter A. So,
I mean, maybe it was the Jethro Tull album A. Maybe that's all it was.
Wow. So
and
it's,
you know,
gained,
like,
sentience? And,
okay. In Death Note, there's that dude named L or W or whatever the heck his name was. So you never know, man. Maybe it's like some dude with some kind of crazy magical power.
And there's just some people that have their first name. So there's going to be like five first names in a row. But I guess that's on Kickstarter for not insisting on full names.
Yeah, well,
you know, anonymity is comforting like a warm blanket. I understand.
Yeah. So yes, we're dealing with the with what Kickstarter has given us. We don't have time to individually question everybody, but we are about to read, 1,218 names.
And we're going to do it to the theme of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh, Jesus. okay. So who wants to start? I mean, we're doing this in alphabetical order, so how about we trade off every 100 names?
Sure.
All right.
How about every 50? How about every 50?
Every 50. That'll keep us on our toes.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Okay,
Why not?
Oh, do you want to go first?
Oh, did you want to go? After you, I insist. I will go first because then I will lead this.
All right. So again, I will apologize if I mangle your name. And if I mangle your name so badly it irritates you, send me a pronunciation and I will say your name correctly on another episode. I don't want anyone to be mad. I don't want anyone to be upset with our poor vocalizations or whatever you want to call it. So, to begin...
Relations.
These are all in alphabetical order. They're not by tier. They are just whatever Kickstarter spat out at us when we asked it. Who gave us money? So, here goes. So... our backers for Retronauts Season 1 in alphabetical order are 2D Skills, A, just the letter A, A-Train, Aaron Bach, Aaron Malone, Aaron Knights, Abdullah S. Al-Suwadi, Adam, another Adam, Adam Barris, Adam Blaine, Adam Campbell, Adam Catlin, or Adam Caitlin, your choice, Adam Fair, Adam Fitch, Adam Graham, Adam Heberling, Adam Huss, Adam Malecki, Adam Mowry, Adam Testagrossa, Adam Todd, Adam Winkles, Adil Quadri, Adiaratu Dumbia, Adrian Magni, Adrian Sandoval, A-E-I-O-U, Arian, A.J. Karakis, Al Pantone, Alan Elkins, Alan Flatten, Alan Russell, Albert Menefee, Alex Androsky, Alex Bond, Alex Coop, Alex Kronk Young, Alex Ebright, Alex Forsyth, Alex Moen, or Alex Moen, I'm not sure what that is, Alex Rod, Alex Washtel, Alexa B, Alexander R. Corbett, Alexander T. Hampton, Alfredo Barraza, and Alfredo Lara. Someone please take over.
Sure, why not? Here we go. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red Chat. Wait, no, I'm not gonna do that. Alistair B. Alan Milligan. Alistair Pinsoff. Alois Witwer. Or Witwer? Maybe? I don't know. Amy Sudeja? Sutedja? Yes. Anders Persov. Andrew Bolsover. Andrew Bridgman. Andrew Burke, Andrew Cameron, Andrew Cardinal, Andrew Curran, Andrew Dowsman, Andrew Goldfarb, Andrew Gordon, Andrew Hayward, Andrew Johnson, Andrew Jones, Andrew Kerr Thompson, Andrew Lanzoni, Andrew Mosser, Andrew Parker, Andrew Pedersen, Andrew R., Andrew Ryan, really? Andrew Wong, Andrew Young, Andy Glover, Andy Leisenbart, Anthony Kakese, Anthony Carlino, Anthony Kingston, Anthony Kirk, Anthony Ops, Anthony Parisi, Antoine Duquette, Antonio Hernandez, Arhodes, Armin Ashekian, Arpad Karosi, Arts Plus Rules, Austin Businger, Average Player Radio, Azixa, B. Boy, Bahustard, Basil Berchekis III, B-Dish, and Bo Krace.
All right. My name's Ray. I'll be your name reader this evening. We have Bo Morrow, Ben Gertzfield, Ben Lancaster, Ben Langberg, Ben Plitz, Ben Roberts, Benjamin Dow, Beth Lueck, Biff Flanagan, Bill Mudrin, Billy D. Spelchin, Billy Daves II, Billy Gilmore, bmark/7, Bob Bailey, Bob Hogue, Bon_Orbitz, Boris Rydell, Brad Fuerbringer, Brad Groundwater, Bradley Cook, Brain Busier, Brandon McMullen, Brandon Morial, Brandon Rokol, Braden Bunker, Brendan Butler, Brett Camper, Brett Hahn, and Brian, and Brian Bickle.
Lots of Brians.
Just, is it Brian from The Family Guy?
I guess so. Brian Cedrone, Brian Clark, and Brian Clark, Brian Dahlquist, Brian Easton, Brian Goyochea, Brian Harris, Brian Kent, Brian Lacham, Brian Rowland, Brian Silvers, Brian Say, Bryce Gilbert, Bryce McPherson, Brittany Miller, Britton Rupp, and B. Rodriguez. Is that a good part? Yeah.
Yeah. And I will take over. So, continuing with the Bs, one second. I will get there in a second. So we have Brunja, Bruno Mancilla, Brian Arledge, Brian Berg, Brian Bochy, Brian Carr, Brian Foster, Brian Hilmer, Brian Musen or Musson, Brian Rodriguez, Bryce Briscoe, Bryce Gunkel, Buck 20, C. Warren Smith, Calculon.
No kidding.
Yeah, celebrity. Caleb Reinhardt, Cameron Rapmond, Camouflage with a J, Can't Strafe Right, Karak, Carlton DeLeo, Carlos Pinto, Carlos Rivera, Cameron Mancuso, sorry, that was Carmen Mancuso, Carmine Macchia III, Carrie Hamby, Casey Lent, Cecil Phillips, or Cecil Phillips, depending on your preference.
In Final Fantasy IV, it's Cecil. Otherwise, I think it's Cecil.
Thought so. Chad Apple, Chad Mintz, Cheng Liu, Charles Lee, Charles Myers, Charles Nicholson, Charles Olson, Charles Shelton, Charlie Elmer, Chase, Chris Baima, Chris Busin or Buchin, Chris Christie, wow, another celebrity. Chris Doucette, Chris Ferguson, Chris Fox, Chris Fermanzik, and Chris Furness.
And I'll pass it off to Jeremy. I'll take over from here. I've got to say, it's really kind of heartwarming how many names I recognize in here. You guys are the best. Thanks for backing us. So, we are now at Chris G. Daniel, Chris Hansman, Chris Hootwelker, Chris Jarrett, Chris Kennedy, Chris Kukla, Chris M. Wathen, Chris McKinte, Chris Mantle, Chris McGinnis, Chris Reimer, Chris Saunders, Chris Taran, Chris Van Gross, Chris Olsen III, Christian Jones, Christian Kessler, Christopher Andrews, Christopher Arment, Christopher Bruce, Christopher Curley, Christopher Gregory, Christopher Hughes, Christopher Irish, Christopher Lane, Christopher McTiernan, Christopher Michael Marsh, Christopher Millward, Christopher Viola, Chrono Mojo, Ciaran Hegarty, Cliff Davis, Clint Gossage, Cody Besselink, Cody Norris, Coffin John, Cole Sconiers, Colin Fredericks, Colin Samuel Peacock, Colin Santos, Colin Wheelock, Connor Cobbin, Conrado Manzano, Cornell, Corrado Morbaragazi, Corey Brock, Corey Turner, Corey Woodrum, Corey Carlson, and Craig.
Right. thank you to Craig Harris, Craig Morton, Crary Myers, Crash Tanuki, Cronson, Crow's Eye, all one word, Curtis Collier, Curtis Thomas, Cynthia Elliott, Dai Kaiju, Dane Neater, Damian Carriger, Damian Black, Dan Dahlberg, Dan Johnson, Dan Kircher, Dan Smith, Dan Thurston, Dana Larata, Dane Sanders, Danger Ranger, Daniel Brown, and Daniel, and Daniel, and Daniel Allen Turner, Daniel Bowman, Daniel Deemer, Daniel Dillard, Daniel Fight, Daniel Fox, Daniel Goodman, Daniel Hawks, oh, nice rhyming, Daniel Hermel, Daniel Katz, Daniel Cower, Daniel Kareni, Daniel Moreno, Daniel Oliveira Carnero, Daniel Oliveira Carnero, Daniel Proboda, Daniel Rosen, Daniel Sargent, Daniel Shires, Daniel Scrutch, Daniel Thurber, Daniel Velasquez, Daniel Worthington, Danny Cowan, Danzig, Darren Cavalier,
wow.
Darren Johnson, and would you believe, Darren.
B. Darren. So it's my turn now. I will take over. Thank you to Darren Alejos. I hope I said that right. Or Alejos, maybe. Darren Oak. Darren Wall. Dave Davis. Dave Epp. Dave Kelly. Dave Paulson. David. David Baptiste. David Bednar. David Best. David Blanker. David Buki. David Burke, David Chica, David Garvin, David Gemmon, David Goldberg, David Hansla, or Hansla, David Harlan, David Holman, David Lechich, maybe? David McBurney, David Morton, David Pascal, David Rivera, David Rogers, David Rubin, David Schuff, David Spencer, David Springate, David Teo, David Vihonsky, David Vu, David Williamson, David Woken, David Walensky, David Wu, David MT, Dean Flukes, Deck Dangerous, Demon Knight Inuyasha, also a celebrity, Dennis Futz,
I think it's Fuchs.
Fuchs? Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't want to say the other one. Mm-hmm. Denton Froes, or Froes, maybe? Derek Alexander, Derek Williams, Derek Moore, Devin Edwards, and Diego Jimenez.
Wow, you just kept Jeremy. Going. Hi, everyone, I'm back. Did you miss me? So I'd like to give a special shout-out and a thank you to Dylan Charon, Dimitri Rimple, Dmitry Antonov, DMR87, Doctor Who Cares, Domingo Stefan, Dominic Krausik. It's a Polish name, and I apologize if I got all those consonants wrong. Dominic Roos, Donald Bubbins, Donald Cole, Donald Lee, Donovan DePascal, Doug Tobacco, Doyle Swinimer, Doctor Doombot, Drumble, Dung Nguyen, Dustin Elmore, Dustin Bohannon, Dustin Gray, Dustin Summers, Dylan Schaefer, Earl Gray III. Wow, he's like probably the biggest celebrity so far. Ed Stastny. Yes. Elazul, Alicia Brown, Elizabeth Harper, Elizabeth Simmons, one of our art supporters who's creating cool images for you people who did support at that level. El Monsis, Emily Burks, Eric Acosta, Eric C., Eric Hernandez, two Eric Kings, that's Eric King and Eric King, Eric Kollinger, Eric McCluskey, Eric Murray, Eric Passerin, Eric Plunk, Eric Sapp, Eric Zuccaro, and Eric with a CH at the end. Eric Weigart, Eric Beckman, Eric Johnson, Eric Lindgren, Eric Radium Taco Ferris, Eric Eric Van Antwerp, and Erica Cleaves.
Eric Radium Taco Ferris sounds like a Fallout character. Who else we got here? Ernesto Chavez, thank you, as well as Irvin S., Ethan Croteau, Evan Clark, Evan Pappas, Faux Shizzle. Someone wanted us to say that.
It's not just Faux Shizzle, it's F-O-U-X Shizzle.
Yes.
It's fake Shizzle.
Yeah. It's worth Felipe, mentioning. Felix M., Florian Strasser, Francisco Javier Juarez Sergio, Francisco Salinas, Francois Madeville, and Mandeville, Frank Keller, Frankie Samba, Gabriel Rab, Galen Ryder, Gareth Choke, Gareth Cleaves, Garrett Sand, Gary Butterfield, a friend of ours, Gary Galloway,
podcast.
Gamer X, G-A-Y, Jeff Eberhardt, George Frank, George Gonzalez, George Hootie, George Lee, Gerard Rosario, Garen Fisher, Garrett R, Getter 404, Gigi Bismarck, Gilbert Nickel, Glenn DeSmit, Gordon Gartrell, Gordon Widener, Gord Captain, Graham Hobbs, Graham Southwood, Greg Cashman, Greg Hardgrave, Greg Knight, Greg Meyer, Greg Robertson, Greg Spencer, Gregory Gay, Griffin, Gustav Zielkowski, Jairus Smith, and Just H.
I think Bob might be dead.
Bob.
Sorry, my mic was muted. I'm back. Hello, everybody. I'm back to take over for Ray, and let me start off by saying thank you to Hannah. Sorry, my spreadsheet got all funky. One second. I'll edit this out. So we have Hannah, Hans Wanup, Hans Werflein. Werflein? Anyone can help me out with that? I'd appreciate it. Nope. Okay. Hal Tron, Harlech Quinn, very clever, Harmick, Harry Brommer, Heather T, Hector Bereda, Heinrich Vanderberg, Henrik Tornquist, Henry Gonzalez, Henry Kroff, Hobo Knight, Hugh Frank, Hummy, is that Ian? Yeah, Ian Riley, Ian Chamberlain, Ian Dirk, Ian Fetters, Ian Caravas, Ian Poma, Ian Chopa, Ian Vigstedt, Internesis, Ira Malinick, yeah, that's right, Ira Malinick, Irvin Trigueros, Isaac Ramirez, Isaac McKern, Izkdka, that's spelled I-Z-K-D-A, just the letter J, J.R. Wraith, Jack Menhorn, Jack Wofford, Jack Young, Jacob Fair, Jacob Georgeson, Jacob Norgren, Jacob Weisfeld, Jamie Kelly, Jake Gandy, Jake Insera, Jake Manis or Manis, Jake Pearson, James Beaver, James Besant, and James David Whitley.
All right, Bob, I've got the Jameses from here on out.
What's right. Jameses?
I need a little warm up here. Okay. James Day, James Eldred, another friend of the podcast, James Farrell, James Fletcher, James Hardiman, James Ivan, James Kruk, James Kresling, James Leroy, James McClellan, James Orton, James Reichelt, or Reichelt, James Reed, James Spafford, James Thomas, oh, sorry, Thompson, James Williams, Jamie Gordon, Janine Dong, Jared Breland, Jared Wadsworth, Jared C., Jared Anderson. On to the Jasons. Thanks, all of you Jasons. That's Jason Areola, Jason Bristol, Jason Britt, Jason Corbett, Jason Differ, Jason Fletcher, Jason First, Jason Hicks, Jason Jackson, Jason Lee, Jason Love, Jason Menzies, Jason Miles, Jason Mills. Actually, Jason Miles is ID number one. Does that mean he was the first person to contribute? If so, thank you very much, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for leading the charge. You're very quick on the trigger finger with your kickstarting. Anyway, Jason Mills, Jason Portwood, Jason Ramke, Jason Williams, Jason Wilson, and Jason Zabrowski. Javier Lopez Dumpry, J. Patabandla, J.C. Fletcher, friend at Tiny Cartridge, J.C. Mason, sorry, I mispronounced that, J.C. Mason, J.D. Overton, Gene Patrick, Jed Moody, Jeff McCall, Jeff Tibayan, and Jeffrey Burnett.
Great. And big thanks to Jeffrey Holt, Jeffrey L. Wilson, Jeffrey Scott Silva, all one word, Jackie, Jenica, Gennaro Rossi, Jennifer Ho, Jeremiah Alterson, Jeremiah Peterson, Jeremiah Seacrest, maybe it is Seacrest, how about that? Jeremy Fogelman, Jeremy Hopkins, Jeremy Jacot, Jaco, not Jackie.
Jaco. He's the guy from Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, Jeremy Peterson, Jeremy Richard Robert, Jared Mackert, Jerry Snook, just Jesse, and Jesse Bowline, Jesse Carver, Jesse Cepeda, Jesse Long, Kim Johnson, Jin Kim, Joe Bertatenzia, Joe Deegan, Joe Iglesias, Joe Kaiser, Joe Keller, Joe Leonard, Joe Meyer, Joe Perinello, Joe Ratzer, Joel Sagerbach, Joey Chu, John Beavis, John Beyer, John Keane, John Lackey, John Learned, John Matthews, John Mello, John Mora, John Nizawander, John Pading, John Radiman, John Riccardi, Ricciardi, I don't know, John Rumbit, John Solzik, and Jonathan Hurst.
A lot of friends
of ours who I don't know how to pronounce.
We are back, and
I think everyone just calls
back.
John Riccardi, just call him John R, because easier that way.
Or John TV.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so I'm taking over. Did we do Jonathan Hurst?
Yes.
I'm going to say, if not, we did it again, so thanks a lot, John. You're doubly special to us. No, I'm just kidding. Everyone's special to us, including Johnny Mora, John Corker, John Huey, John Purnell, John Salmonson, Jonah Gregory, Jonathan Jackberger, Jonathan, another Jonathan, Jonathan Akfun, Jonathan Anderson, Jonathan B. Pulcini, Jonathan Blakey, Jonathan Davis, Jonathan Folsom, Jonathan Holt, Jonathan Marr, Jonathan Rose, Jonathan Smith, Jonathan Toyad, Jonathan Acosta, Jonathan Lowe, Jordan Bramble, Jordan Sillis, Jordan Davis, Jose Chavez, Jose Pedro Abalos, Jose Sevilla, Joseph Dix, Joseph Graham, Joseph Hoopman, Joseph Johnsma, Joseph Mangum, Joseph Wetton, Josh Dubose, Josh Hall Bachner, Josh Malone, Josh Udvig, Josh Olixon, Joshua Bjork, any relation? Let us know. Joshua Kintara, Joshua Dove, Joshua J. Sloan, Joshua Jewett, and Joshua Meehan.
All right. I've been saying people are friends of the podcast. By that, I only mean that they've been on the show with us. Everyone whose name we're calling out here tonight is, in fact, a friend of the podcast. Thank you. Let's see, you were at Joshua Meehan, so Joshua Mullinex, Joshua R. Smith, Joshua Sisko, Jostine Johnson. He's the next incarnation of JoJo, isn't he? Jay Schreit, Juan C. Gomez, Juan Soto, Juha Purola, Juha Sirianen, Julian Titus, Julius Quiroga, Janelle, Just Plain Justin, Justin Baker, Justin Brooks, Justin Hart, Justin Hemingway, Justin Hodgson, Justin Huick, Justin Lai, Justin McElwee, Justin Pellerino, Justin Record, Justin Ronco, Justin Schulich, J.W. Forsyth, Kaylin Alexander, Kairu, Kase, or Case, maybe? Kate Dohe, Doe, Kate O'Neill, Kathleen Sanders, Catherine Bailey, hey, it's our friend at US Gamer. By friend, I mean coworker. Kavan, Keith Weber, Kelly Brown, Ken Vanderveer, Kenneth Adams, Kenneth Tashima, Kari Yoshida, Kevin Binder, Kevin Christman, Kevin Duffy, Kevin Finley, Kevin Lorkovic, Kevin McCluskey, Kevin Sims, Kevin Stead, and Kim Bui.
All right. Who else?
Take it away, Ray.
Here? We have Kim Halam, Kip Quarta, Conrad Helwig, Christops Otrips, Kristen Palat, Christopher Smith, Kristen Yates, Kurt Adam, Kurt Kalada, Kyle Shaw, Kyle Snyder, Kyle Stoddard, Kyvan, Lane Todd Denson, Larry Fronsick, Lawrence Nauds, Leo Santos, Leonard Richardson, Let's Get Acid, all one word, of course, Lewis Larson, Lick Chan, Lisa Lasik, Lloyd Nance, Lorenzo Canales, Lou Page, Louis Cementa, perhaps Louis, Lucas Miller, Luis Martinez, Luke Maxwell, Luke Osterritter, MC Wilson, Malachi Wallahan, Mark DeYoungen, Mark Forrester, Mark Andre Belio, Marco Bruno, Marcus Evans, Marcus Van Harpen, Mario Arsenault, Mark Cook, Mark D, and Mark Doyle, Mark Ebisch, Mark Lorig, Mark Patterson, Mark Singer, Mark Stevenson, and Marcus Shanenborn.
Shonen. I was thinking of the failed restaurant Shoney's. Let's keep going. Hi, thank you to Martin, Matthew McChesney, Matthew Lesperance, Matt Bixier or Bixier, Matt Burnett, Matt Harith, Matt Highland, Matt Kuchik, Matt Marcus, Matt Mitchell, Matt Reichhart, Matt Savelcool, Matt Sibold or Sibold, Matt Vogelpohl, Matt W. Phillips, Matt Walsh, Matt Weidenhammer or Weidenhammer, however you want to say it, Matthew, Matthew Boriza, Matthew Borelli, Matthew Britton, Matthew Cole, Matthew Denom, Matthew Flott, Matthew Francis, Matthew Gear, perhaps, Matthew Hammond, Matthew Hogan, Matthew J, Matthew Krebel or Krebel, Matthew Krebel, Matthew Martin, Matthew McNeely, Matthew Natsis, Matthew Schnapp, Matthew Schwartz, Matthew Silvestri, Matthew Tecchio, Matthew Watts, Matthias Mormino, Matthias Fredrickson, Maximilian L. Von Lonker, McLean, Meg Anderson, Megahertz with a Z, Michael Cronin, Just Michael. Michael Ailes. Michael Balders. Michael Bridges. And Michael Brown. And Jeremy has a lot of Michaels ahead of him.
Yep. It's all Michaels all the way down. Once again, thank you, all of you people whose names I'm about to read, for making our happiness possible. Oh my god, I don't even know how to pronounce this last name. Michael Chmielecki? Sure, why not? Michael Contini Morava, Michael Damon, Michael Edwards, Michael Garner, Michael Gutierrez, Michael Hannon, Michael Hanredi, Michael Ivanovics? Sure. Michael J. Gildea, Michael Johnson, Michael Kenny, Michael Keyes Jr., Michael Larson, Michael Ledvinka, Michael Lee, Michael Lent, Michael Levesque, Michael Levine, Michael Marshall, Michael Martignetti, Michael McCrane, Michael Mertes, Michael Moverly, Michael Nikolai, Michael Pianta, Michael Plyer, Michael Quinn, Michael Robinson, Michael Schofield, Michael Schofield, Michael Sindoni, Michael Stadler, Michael Swen, Michael Tobin, Michael Zipkin, a former IGN coworker of ours. Thanks, Mike. Mike Aldinger, Mike Benedetto, Mike Campbell, Mike Karen, Mike Chang, Mike Connor, Mike Gizmondi, Mike Graham, Mike J, Mike New, Mike Labrie, Mike Lacrosse, Mike Mariano, Mike Pascarella, and Ray, you have to take over the rest of the mics.
All right.
I'm dropping the mic.
All right. Mike Schneider, Mike Stuck, Mike Wasson, Mikhail Frazier, Miles Jung Kilbraith, Mims Hughes Wright, Mr. Kiki, Mulkey, Mohammed Taher, M. Scott 7426, Mustafa Yagiz Hose, Naked Bob Morgan, whoa, too many bees, Natalie, Nate, Nathan Long, Nathan Merritt, Nathan Quill, Nathan Sanzone McDowell, Nathan Stinson, Nathan Trandom, Nathaniel Chan, Nathaniel Green, Nathaniel Lockhart, Nathaniel Schoenfelder, Naif, Neket Mutel, Negator, Neil Feldman, Neil Hood, Neil Johnson, Neil Rao, Niall Bannon, Nick Maragos, and just Nicholas, Nicholas Basile, Nicholas Brill, Nicholas Totoro, Nick Blizzard, or Blizzard, fun name either way, Nick Capuyanis, Nick Castellina, I gotta try that one again. Nick Castellina, let's just go with that. Nick Colucci, Nick Kilcoin, Nick Cooper, Nick Martins, Nick Taylor, Nick Terranova. I lost my place already. Good? No. Nikolai Adkins, Nicholas Phillips, Nicholas Ordway, and Noah Glenn.
And I will take over, so thank you to Notepad. Nuke the Stars, Oasis 007, Oddbur, Ofer Elias, Oliver Rise, Oliver Brasseron, Oliver Livimoch, Olivier, God, sorry. These were actually, okay, I'll go back to Olivier Brasseron, Olivier Livimoch, Livernoch? Sure. Omar Ibrahim, Uknaba, Owen Nicholson, Pablo Hernando, Paladin with two N's, Parker Smith, Parker Garlot, or Garlot.
Patrick.
Oh, sorry, God, I'm sorry. Patrick Garlot, the fatigue is setting in. Patrick K, Patrick McLafferty, Patrick McLaughlin, Patrick Miller, Patrick Robertson, Patrick Welsh, Patrick Young, Paul Bartholomew, Paul Benson, Paul Connery, sorry, is that an RN or an M? Oh, a Comrie, got it. Paul Eliker or Eliker, Paul Noonan, Paul Scott, Paul Vonder Vigen, Paulo Tavares, Pedro Rivera, Per Johnson, Pete McPhillips, Pete Paquette, Peter A. Gagliardi, Pete Barnard, Peter Brown, Peter Conrad, Peter DeLillo, Peter Gormley, Peter Sabol, Peter Smith, Peter Stockwell, Peter Tomots, Peter Yang, Pateri Rin, or Rine, Phil Cobley or Cobley, Phil Gibson, and Phil Rowe.
Okay. So, we were at Phil Rowe. That means next up is Philip Gillot, or Gillot, Philip Hurst, Philip Robinson, Philip Sorensen, Philip Summers, Philip Papavasilis, Philip Loeb, Philip Price, Pimento, Pixelscopic, Poet Fox, Positronic Brain, Raf Hickey, Rafael Garcia Salgado, Rafi, Ragtag Studio, Ramatut 4001, Randy McPherson, Rayford Payne, deleted? Oh, I guess maybe he didn't. I don't even know. So, where was I? Raymond Fernandez, Rebecca Perkins, Red Cage Registratus, Riley Haddon, Remington Keller, Renato Costa, Renaud Matthew, Reptilian Samurai, Retro Game Fan, Revicant, Ray Esteban, Rhett Loffenberger, Ricardo, Richard Barry Jones, Richard Cobbett, Richard Dardano, Richard Lechich, Richard Mady, Richard Perrin, Richard Wong, Rick Baustian, Ricky Ray, Rick Eberhardt, Rimv, Rising Table, RKDN42, Rob Andrews, Rob Jones, and Rob Merrill.
I'll tell you what, Retro Game Fan better be backing us. It's right in his name. All right. Who do we have next? We have Rob Payne, Rob Peterson, Rob Shampers, Robbie White, Robert Going, Robert Hatfield, Robert Neckick, Robert Olson, Robert Schmuck, Robert Williams, Roberto Lomanto, Roberto Roche, Robin Cruz, Rod McCall, Rodney Andrade, Rodrigo Antonio Venancio, Ronald Buckman, Ranjan Sikdar, Rory Fraga, Rory McCarthy, Rory Starks, just RP, Rune, Ryan Brady, Ryan Burton, Ryan Carroll, Ryan Gavigan, Ryan Grove, Ryan Jensen, Ryan Johnson, Ryan Knight, Ryan Lurvy, Ryan McClure, Ryan Middleton, Ryan Neely, Ryan Plumley, Ryan Scully, Ryan Stevens, Ryan Thrasher, Ryan Yu, S.J., Saburo Okita, Sakor, Sam Durbu, Samuel D., Samuel Howitt, Samuel J. Williams, and Samuel Jome Gottschall.
Okay, I'm back, saying thank you to Sarah Chu Wilson, Scott Barup, Scott Hammock, Scott Lowe, Scott Mendenko, Scott Scallion, Scott Schneider, Scott Scoshi or Scosi, Scott Summers, Scott Woodrow, Scotty Hoag, Sean, another Sean, a third Sean, Sean Ball, Sean Blevins, Sean Clements, Sean Finnegan, Sean Fleming, Sean H. Campbell, Sean Harris, Sean James McKenzie, Sean Kindley, Sean Neal, Sean V, Sean Wilburn, Sean Wright, Seb Martella, Sebastian Sojka, Senchaholic, Sergio Rivas, Seth Macy, Sumas Fromke. Can anyone help me out with that? Suemas?
That'd be my guess.
Yes, please email us if we get this wrong.
Yeah.
We also have SG Telec, SGTELEC, Shadow 780, Shane Barnes, Shane Starkey, Shane Wall, Sean McDade, Sean Lasu, Sean Reed, Sean Sisk, Shivam Bhatt, or Shivam? It's Shivam, right?
Shivam.
Got it. Sorry,
oh my
Shivam.
God, I've forgotten how to pronounce his name.
I read it all the time and I don't know how to say it. Siegfried Tigno, Simon M. Greaves, Simon Linder, Skyler, and Smiley UIOP. And I'll hand it over to Jeremy.
All right, so I'm going to take one last pass at this. Thanks again to people such as Snake Link Sonic. That's like every hero that you ever loved, all in one. Spike Point, Spode, Sporophyte, SP Tramer, Stefan Seidel, Stefan Weiss, or Vice, Stefan Holleron, Stephen Holleron, Stephen Ingram, Stephen Kennedy, Stephen King, oh my god, thank you Stephen King for supporting us, please don't put us in your books, Stephen Levine, Stephen Marzola, Stephen Munn, Stephen R. Gibson, Stephen Slaby, Stephen Swift, Sternwood and MacGuffin, all in one, Devin Mountain, Steve Cochran, Steve Koski, Steve L., Steve Marasek, Steve Sykes, Steve Stuck, Steve Whitcamp, Stephen Harder, Stephen Impson, Stephen Martin, Stephen Marozak, Stephen White, Stuart Leos, sure, Susan Cook, Tanner Hendrickson, Taylor Flores, Taylor Seeker, Ted Johnson, Texicus, Theus, Thomas Burton, Thomas Bombadilla, Thomas Goody, Thomas Healy, Thomas Landry, and Thomas McBride, Thorsten and Thorsten Weiss.
Oh, me?
Sure, why not? All I can right. do a few more if you want me to, it's fine.
No, I just didn't. I can go right ahead. All right. Let's see. Teague Zaharia, Tim Allen, Tim Ekebus, Tim Hathaway, Tim Hess, Tim Jump, Tim Kill. I see that name all the time. I can't remember. Tim Karecki, Tim Peterson, Tim Purcell, Tim Stansby, Tim Stefanik, Timo Poninen, Timothy Barnes, Timothy Chamberlain, Timothy Inman, Tito Rockefeller, Tobias Dodgen, Toby Jones, Todd Gators, Todd Keffer II, Togglesworth, Tom Crowley, Tom Clewer, Tom Tostanowski, Tonch, Tony Hia, Tony Neville, Tony Todoroff, Torque underscore 110, Tricalio, Travis M. Hinton, Trevor Aitken, Trevor Paulson, Tucker Watley, Thomas Alitalo, Tyler Castro, Tyler Giffen, Tyler L., Ulanshad, Ulysses Espejo Vigil, Varen, Vargal Snarg, I love that one, Vicky Zagden Gross, Vigigamer, Vincent Cox, Vincent Pavirk, and Wayne Stainrook, and also Wesley. Bob, looks like you have the last bit.
And I will do the final donators.
Drum roll, please.
So, what's that? Oh, yeah, drum roll. I'll put something in here. So, our final donators, who are more important because they have weirder first names.
Yeah.
Just kidding. They are Weitz von Bruggen, William Sonwald, Wall Paladin, that's W-O-L, and then the word Paladin, Wast Classic, Yaakov Grinberg, Zabuni, Zach Kelling, Zachariah Cull, Zachary Hazen, Zach Johnson, Zach Wetzel, Zen Zigo, and our final donor is Zenspath. So that was everybody, and God bless you if you sat through that entire spiel. Yes. But
especially if you're one of the people at the very end who had to wait half an hour, actually longer than that, closer to an hour.
I really hope you fast-forwarded to your name, but if you suffered through all that, you're one of our best fans ever.
You missed,
but,
like, three punchy comments. How could you?
Yeah.
Please don't ask us for chapter markers.
Yeah. So,
you know, I gotta say,
so basically,
I do my podcast No More Whoppers, my friend Alex, and we do a segment where whoever likes our Facebook page, Alex does a funny treatment of their name. I'm thinking maybe if we get a ton of money, we'll pay Alex to do a whole new round of donors. That'd be great.
That could be awesome.
I'm saying this now, hopefully he never hears this, and so I can surprise him later. But, yeah.
Yes. And I guess before we go, like I said, if we mangled your name to the point that it angered or frustrated you, please contact us and we'll say it correctly. I know I stumbled across a few of those, but I am an ignorant American. That's my excuse.
Well, even some of these American names, you know, they're not quite penetrable. But yeah.
My name is Bob. I mean,
yeah,
it's pretty simple. So I guess we're going to wrap it up by saying if you listen this long, please support our Patreon. And yeah. Everything's there on the page. It's patreon.com/retronauts, and we encourage you to give us your money.
But you know, it's only what you can afford. Don't give up your standard venti latte just for our sakes. You need that milk and coffee product. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Delicious.
It's pretty simple this time around.
Yep. Yeah. So hopefully you enjoyed our third season, also our first self-funded season, yes, that's what that was, enough that you want the show to keep going and we'll stand behind it. If not, you know, that's the breaks. It's fine. I'm confident that enough people will chip in that we can continue paying for the show to exist. So please look forward to our fourth season, which will begin December 1st, I believe. Is that correct?
Is it?
Is it December 3rd or 1st? It's whatever Monday that is.
Yes, help, the first help. Monday of December. I believe that's the first.
The first Monday.
So that will be our first episode. We've already recorded that one. Do you guys remember what that was? It was my episode, but I don't remember anything.
I believe it would be the relevance of video game properties through time, how they've changed.
Wow, did we record that? That's okay. That sounds like a great episode. I hope it turns out well. Or turned out well. Wow. Okay. That was a pretty busy week for me, so it's all a blur. But yes, that will be in December, and I'll be heading out to San Francisco sometime before then to record a whole lot more episodes, many more episodes, a whole bunch of episodes in addition to the ones we've done. So you will have many things to put inside of your ears. It will be great.
And it will be sound way better than this, and hopefully will be more entertaining than a list of names.
That was a pretty great list. Names. I thought it was a great list, personally.
I will guarantee our listeners our next episode will be more entertaining than us reading a list of 1,200 names. That's my guarantee to you.
That is assured.
Which is not to impugn anyone's names. Your names are all great. We love your names. But no, seriously, thank you very much for supporting us for the Kickstarter. With bearing with us as we finish out the last of our obligations for Kickstarter, and hopefully you'll stay aboard for the next season as we tackle topics both new and old. Well, actually, they're all old. It's just some of them are topics we've covered before. Anyway, yes,
you get it,
right? So, Bob, I'll let you guys wrap this out. Bob and Ray.
We have babbled on plenty, and I did want to say thank you to everyone who supported us in the past, and I give a preemptive thanks to anyone who will support us in the future. We really like doing the show, and we really like that you guys seem to keep enjoying it. So thanks again, and Ray, anything else to say?
No, I just want to echo my thanks, and maybe, you know, somewhat of an apology for, you know, having to step away from the show. I know people were disappointed by that, but, you know, I do have a lot of obligations to get through, some of this related to Retronauts still, and but nonetheless, you know, things could change. I think the Patreon is a great idea. I think it should go very well. And, you know, it's still a great show. And I do like doing it, but, you know, some things have to slip by a bit. So, but as always, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
And please go to follow all of our social network stuff. You should know the spiel by now, but it's Twitter, Facebook, Twitch.tv, SoundCloud. We're on everything as Retronauts, so if you're not on there, follow us there for all the latest information, and go to our Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and we will see you guys in a month, and hopefully you will fund us, because you appreciate us, and we appreciate you.
Yay.
Yay.